What do Mr. Beast chocolate bars taste like? Is milk chocolate better than dark chocolate? And what is my favorite chocolate bar? Well, I talk about all that and more on this episode of The Toddcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Toddcast. As always, I am your host, Todd McManus. And, of course, it is now time for our weekly weather update, apparently, which is now a thing, I'm guessing. It is currently... I can pull this up on my phone because of the sir. Okay, it is 87 degrees currently as of this recording on a Friday afternoon. It's still going to stay pretty warm in the 80s during the day, and during the night it's going to be down in the 50s, which is going to get real cool. So it's kind of cool in the morning, like around 6 or 7, going into 8, like, you know, whenever you're going to work from your 8 to 4, your 9 to 5, or whatever. It's cool around that time, gets real warm around, you know, like 12, 1, and 2 is usually when it's the hottest. But now, like, it's still pretty warm right now because it's right after 3. But it's still pretty warm outside. It was kind of cool in the 70s during the day for like a week, and now we're back into the 80s for some reason. And apparently it's supposed to rain next week, so that's perfect. So yeah, that's about it from the weather. Still hot, still sweating every day. But that's a normal, like me, whenever you're very hot natured. So, go ahead and dive into this. Of course, the first thing I'd like to talk about with all of you listeners is, of course, a very favorite subject of a lot of people, and that is of course, chocolate. Now, we all know chocolate, you know, whether you're allergic to chocolate or love it, hate it, whatever, everybody knows about chocolate, of course. And everybody knows it comes from beans and all that kind of stuff, you know, and the cocoa beans and all that kind of stuff, you know. And there's good, we all have our favorite chocolate, and I'll get to more of that in a minute. You know, you got your Reese's, your Hershey's, your Ghirardelli, and all those, and Dove chocolate, you know, you got all those chocolates, you know, the brands, you know, and you have your favorite, you know, and then there are some chocolates, you know, that are kind of fake tasting, you know, that like artificial chocolate flavor. But what I wanted to get into is a question I have posed to different people and myself over, you know, many years of my life. I'm 23 years old now, so I've had many years to think about this, that which one is your favorite? And the which one I'm talking about is, of course, milk chocolate versus dark chocolate. Now, I'm going to actually Google to see what is the difference, you know, because when you I'm assuming milk chocolate just has milk, but what is dark chocolate? Is dark chocolate just milk chocolate but without the milk? Like, you know, because it's milk chocolate, so it's got something in it. So the main difference between dark and milk chocolate is that dark chocolate does not have any milk. Okay, well, that's it. Literally, that's all. So dark chocolate is straight sugar, cocoa butter, and cocoa powder. Milk chocolate is that, but with milk. So it's milk, sugar, cocoa butter, and cocoa powder. And white chocolate is milk, sugar, and cocoa butter. So no cocoa powder. So I also found out this, that if y'all didn't know this, is that most chocolate, from what I have been told and what I have actually found out, is that chocolate indeed has caffeine. And that's an interesting thing when you think about that. You can eat some Hershey's chocolate and it'll make you wake up. So, you know, caffeine, most people get caffeine from Starbucks coffee or any kind of coffee. I preferably get my I don't like coffee, so I preferably get my caffeine from either Diet Coke, and sometimes I might drink, you know, a Mountain Dew. I'm not a big fan of just regular Mountain Dew. I'm more of a fan of Baja. Baja Blast is really the only flavor of Mountain Dew that I like. There are a lot of flavors that I have not tried, and we will Actually, there are a lot of flavors I have tried, because I've actually done a drink review of Mountain Dew flavors on here before. I've done regular Mountain Dew, Diet Dew, Zero Sugar. I don't really remember what was the best. I'll have to go back and look. But the main thing that I'm talking about is that when you eat chocolate, you get caffeine from it. So it makes you feel awake. So that's why they always say, don't eat chocolate at night, which, you know, chocolate at night just hits different. I don't know why, it just does. You know, I mean, you eat chocolate during the day, you eat chocolate during the night. Same kind of chocolate, but when do you want to eat it? It all tastes great, and nobody really knows why. So, but the main thing is that a lot of people say that you don't want to eat chocolate at night because it gives you caffeine, make you going to stay up a lot. You're going to stay up until 1 or 2 in the morning or later, depending on when you're eating this chocolate and how much you're eating. I don't know, like, the ratio is probably different per chocolate bar and per brand. And the same thing with, like, a Hershey's bar, you know, is actually a square, thin, no filling, chocolate all the way through, but it's thin, you know, a bar. But there's also a bar that's like a Snickers bar. They're both called bars, but why is there no differentiation of names? You know, like, they're both a bar, but when you think of a Snickers bar, you see it, you know, it's in a little wrapper, it's long, it's not thin, you know, it's got stuff filled into it, you know, it's a bar. But then there's a Hershey's bar, and it's thin, you know, you can break pieces off of it, you could eat the whole thing, kind of like Kit Kat. Kit Kat's still considered a bar too, but it's like just small individual bars that are connected to each other, you know. And that's a whole nother thing, that if you eat your Kit Kat whole, apparently. But yeah, I've always wondered, like, I didn't know that about chocolate, that it had caffeine in it. That's a very interesting fact that I found out recently. But my main point that I started with is milk chocolate versus dark chocolate. Now, we all have our preferences. I mean, maybe some of you consider white chocolate more, you know, more tasty or better than milk or dark chocolate. And that's your opinion. You know, I have had white chocolate before, but I've never been a man to indulge in many white chocolate flavors or brands over the course of my life. I would actually like to try more white chocolate, because from what I've learned is that white chocolate doesn't have caffeine, or it has a small amount because of... Does it? One of them has a smaller amount. I think dark chocolate has the most caffeine. And then milk chocolate, when you add the milk, it, like, dilutes the amount of caffeine that is in it, so therefore there's less caffeine. And then with white chocolate, you know, I don't understand much about it. You know, it's just white chocolate. I thought white chocolate was the same as milk chocolate or dark chocolate, but it was white. That's, I didn't know what made it different, but I know that there's no cocoa powder in white chocolate, and that's why it's white, because it's mainly milk, I guess, that's added to it. It's just milk chocolate with no powder makes it white chocolate, and it tastes different. You know, there's those Hershey bars that are like the cookies and cream bar, which is like white chocolate with a little Oreo bits or whatever in the bar, which is apparently pretty good from what I've heard. A lot of people like those bar. Anything cookies and cream people like, though, and that's a whole another situation. I have to do a candy and food review of many different things that are cookies and cream flavored. Like, that'd be a pretty interesting one. Write that down. I'll write that down for a future one. But my point being that all of you listening out there, I want to picture in your mind and decide for yourself, which one is your personal favorite? Do you like milk chocolate better, or do you like dark chocolate better? I have my choice. I already know which one I like the best, but also it's because I've had more of this one specific one than the other. My personal favorite is milk chocolate. I like milk chocolate more than dark chocolate, which, I mean, they're the same thing, except milk chocolate just has milk, you know. All the other ingredients are pretty much the same. But I'm a milk chocolate kind of guy. I never was one to go for dark chocolate. or even white chocolate. You know, it was milk chocolate all the way. That was my favorite, because dark chocolate, while it is darker, it just tasted different. It, you took the milk out of it, and it just tastes different. That's the only way I can describe it. Like, it's more chocolatey, I guess, is what you could describe. That it's more of fine and pure chocolate without the milk, you know. So, but I understand that if you have, you know, a dairy allergy or lactose intolerant, then dark chocolate's the one for you, because you can't have white or milk chocolate. So, but yeah, that was, that's always been interesting to me, is just, is discovering, you know, which one is your favorite. Why do you like milk chocolate more than dark chocolate? Or why do you like the other way? Or is white chocolate your favorite, and why, you know? And think of that yourself. Which one is your favorite? White, darker, milk. And which one is your favorite, and why? Why would you choose that? Like, if I presented the same brand, same exact brand of each one, of white, milk chocolate, and dark chocolate, which one would you pick first? Which one is your gut reaction of, okay, I would rather have this. I can have all three of these, but which one are you going to go for first? That's your point. It's not going to cost you any money. They're all free. If I presented those three bars in front of you, which one are you going to go towards first? Dark, milk, or white? That's the main question that you need to pose to yourself, saying, which one am I going to like? The way, like, you, if you ended up having to eat all three of them, which one are you going to go towards first? Me is the milk. I want to go in order of milk chocolate first, white chocolate second, and then dark chocolate third. As of right now, as of not tasting any other chocolate, as of this very second, I would choose milk chocolate first, and then white, and then dark. I'm talking about white chocolate. I only have white chocolate here. So anyway, I just wanted to pose that question, you know, to make y'all think and be thinking while I'm about to do a candy review here in a minute. But yeah, it was always interesting to me to figure out that and why people liked a certain thing, which, I mean, you, not just to chocolate, but to pertaining to any type of food, drink, or candy-related item is always interesting. Like, you have two of the same brand. One's this and one's this. The same thing, I guess, like, why would you prefer Coke Zero over regular Coke? Or why do you prefer Diet Coke over Coke Zero? You know, like, what's, there is differentiation between those two products, but why do you like the one more than the other? I guess is the real question there. So, but yeah, speaking of chocolate, and the reason I've been talking about chocolate this entire time is going into a chocolate candy bar taste test. And these candy bars are not like any other regular candy bar. These are not, you know, your regular Hershey's candy bar. These are not your regular, you know, Reese's bars or anything like that. These are actually, in fact, Mr. Beast chocolate bars. Of course, last week, Mr. Beast cookies is what I reviewed the last week, and those were pretty good. I have finished the bag, and it was I finished the bag after the recording, actually, but they were pretty good. I enjoyed them, and now his, but before he did that, he did the chocolate bars, and he has three flavors as of right now. I do not know if he has a fourth flavor. I don't know if he has white chocolate or some other kind of flavor. I don't know. But he does not have white chocolate. Out of the three flavors, white chocolate is not one of them. So he might in the future, or soon, or, you know, never. I don't know. But as of right now, he's only got the three. And I'm going to be reviewing those three right now. And here we go. So I got them all here together. And we're going to try... which one do we want to try first? We're actually going to try just original, since I guess original is dark chocolate. So the way Mr. Beast, the YouTuber Mr. Beast, who made these chocolate bars, two of these only have, or one, the one that I'm holding, the original, only has four ingredients. And let's see if I can look. 170 calories per serving, which is half the bar. Would that be like 340 calories for the whole bar? That's not bad. Cane sugar, organic chocolate liqueur, organic cocoa butter, and sunflower Lecithin. This was made and it's distributed from Chicago, but it's designed in Greenville, North Carolina. It takes a year for it to expire, so that's good, or a little over a year. They're really thin, but they're kind of long, so let's tear this open. Original chocolate is, of course, dark chocolate. That's what we call original. If I could open the dead gum thing. There we go. Oh, it's very chocolatey smell. It's very pungent chocolatey smell. Okay, let's open it up and slide it out. Ooh, devour. Okay, I like the design of it. It's very good. It's very strong smelling. It's very strong smelling chocolate. So, original, which is dark chocolate. Let's go ahead and give it a try. And I'm sorry if you can hear my chewing. It is chocolate, for one thing, so. Okay. Not bad. It's very, very chocolate forward, which, I mean, makes sense since it's a chocolate bar, but it's very, it is, Oh, that coats your mouth. That's the only thing I don't like about chocolate, and this pertains to every chocolate bar. I can't eat too much of it. That, you know, a lot of people will say that you can just sit down and eat chocolate all day, every day. I can't do that. Because, and some people have agreed with me with what I'm about to say, is that chocolate will coat, like, after you eat so much, it'll coat the inside of your mouth. And it's not like a film in your mouth, but it's like a layer of chocolate just all up in your gums and all up on your, like, your mouth region, everything in your mouth, you know, your tongue and top of your mouth and everything up in there. And it's like, it's so, like, after you eat a couple bites of, or a couple bars or a little bit, not the whole bars, but a couple bites and so much of chocolate bar, just straight chocolate, I'm like, I can't eat anymore, because it just leaves that aftertaste, and the more I eat, the worse the aftertaste is. I don't know why that is, but that's just me. I don't know if this happens to anybody else out there. Like, let me know if it does, but if y'all are also like this, like, I don't know why this happens, but, I mean, I would love to know if anybody else has this problem like I do, where you just eat a bunch of, like, those little lined pieces of Hershey's chocolate bars, you know, you eat a couple of those, and then I'm like, oh, I can't eat anymore. Like, it just leaves a layer of, like, thin chocolate or whatever in my mouth. I don't know if it's because it's real chocolate or artificial, maybe. I don't know if it's something in the chocolate bar. I don't know. But after a while, it leaves a bad aftertaste, and I can't handle that. But this one has done really good. I don't have an aftertaste at all from this. It's pretty good, really strong chocolate, original chocolate, which is dark chocolate for the Mr. Beast bar. I would give a solid, you know what, I'd give it a solid 78. It's pretty good. You know, I would have this again, but yeah, this is pretty good. I do enjoy a good chocolate bar now and then, but original, you're pretty good, you know. Even though I have said I'm not that big of a fan of dark chocolate, that's probably the best dark chocolate I've ever had. And I haven't had dark chocolate in a while, so. All right, so the next flavor we have, the next two are both only 5 ingredients. They're one extra ingredient besides the dark chocolate. The next one we have, the next flavor is, of course, milk chocolate, which, of course, has the same flavors, except it has, it doesn't have the sunflower lecithin, but it does have organic milk and organic vanilla powder. So everything, that's the thing he's trying to get across, is that all of his products are organic, and he has a QR code on the back, so you could do that rock, paper, scissors thing, I think, that I talked about and had last week. But yeah, I don't even know how much these things cost. I feel like they don't cost that much. I want to say they don't, but it's the same amount of, like, calories. 12 grams of fat, 8 grams of saturated fat, 13 grams of sugar, and 2 grams of protein. And then a couple of vitamins and calcium and iron and potassium and all that, you know, too. So yeah, this is milk chocolate. Of course, it is a lighter color because it is not as dark, you know. This is more brown color. I love the design on the actual bar. It looks pretty good. But yeah, these are sold at Walmart, by the way. I want to mention that. These at my Walmart actually have a stand. Apparently, I think Mr. Beast has made a deal with like Walmart corporate. And these are at Walmart's. Check your local Walmart. You grab you some Mr. Beast bars and the Mr. Beast cookies that he has in a little bag. But yeah, these are, so far, the first one was pretty good, and I'm about to try milk chocolate, so you can grab you some from Walmart and have them with me. And here we go with the milk chocolate Mr. Beast bar. Okay. I don't want to eat too much. That's another thing about doing bare fingers on chocolate bars. You're going to get chocolate stain on your hand. Not good. I like that. That's some good milk chocolate. Man, that's pretty good. I like that better than the original. Wow. I mean, it just tastes like good, solid milk chocolate. No aftertaste. That's the thing. There's no aftertaste of these, which is a plus in my opinion. Milk chocolate, I gotta give you like an 84. That's good. Like, I'm down with that kind of chocolate. That flavor, that nice milk chocolate smooth flavor. And it's just good and no aftertaste, which is amazing, you know, because a lot of chocolate has an aftertaste. I don't know why that is, but milk chocolate's good. Like, I like the milk chocolate. Y'all need to try it. So, I'm going to be eating more of that later. So, milk chocolate sitting at a very high 84 is really good for that because, man, that's good. I'm enjoying this. So, y'all got to try it. If you like milk chocolate, you'll definitely like that flavor, this Mr. Beast bar of the milk chocolate. So, the next one we have is, I think this is just dark chocolate again. Cane sugar, organic chocolate liqueur, organic cocoa butter, sunflower lecithin. But the main one that I didn't say just yet, that this one is called chocolate sea salt, because this one is basically dark chocolate, but it's got salt, sea salt, in the bar. So let me rip that, throw that away, and try to open this thing. Okay, got it open. I'm going to pull it out a little bit, see if I can look. I don't see any salt. It must be in the bar. Yeah, I don't see anything that looks like salt. But it is, in fact, dark chocolate from the way it looks, you can tell. So, chocolate sea salt. Let's go ahead and give you a try because you got the same calories and same thing as everything else. It's just you got sea salt. So, let's give it a try. Okay. Oh god. Oh, it was so good before that. I would have rated it higher until that happened. Oh, chocolate sea salt. Oh man. Okay, well, let's break this down for a minute. So, chocolate sea salt is indeed dark chocolate, just with sea salt added into it. I took the first bite, and after I bit it, and was chewing it, it was just dark chocolate. I was about to give it the same score. I was about to say, oh, 78 again, because this is just dark chocolate again. Or rate it lower because I'm disappointed because they lied to me and said there's no salt. They said there's salt and there's no salt. Then the salt hit me. And then I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to give it like a point or two more because it's still dominantly dark chocolate with a little bit of salt. And then a second later, and something else hit me. And I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was the sunflower lecithin or whatever it was, but they put something else in this daggum chocolate bar that's not good. And I don't know what it was, but it hit me. And I don't know if it's the mixture of the salt and the dark chocolate or if it's something else that actually happened, but it brought it down. And this is going to be the lowest rated out of these three so far. And sea salt original, I got to give, or chocolate sea salt, I got to give you a, that got bad at the end. I got to give you a 72. Like, it's still, no, I'm rounding it to a 70. 70 even. Because it was all right. It still tastes like dark chocolate most of the way through. Then you get your salt and it makes it a little better. And then something else happens and it makes it worse. So it's like it brings it down for me. But yeah, it's okay. It just tastes like dark chocolate with a little bit of salt sprinkled into it. And then somebody, you know, like slapped your tongue with some sand. And then that's what it tastes like. Like it's not the best. But it still tastes like dark chocolate most of the way through, which is okay, you know. But yeah, so sea salt is at a low, not low, it's still considered high with everything else I've talked about before. Sea salt is sitting at a 70, original dark chocolate, which is at a 78, and milk chocolate sitting all the way at a high, solid 84. Which is a pretty high score for that. I mean, it's just three different chocolate bars. I wish there were more. I wish he would make, you know, a white chocolate. And that might be the next one, honestly. Is a white chocolate. But I look forward to seeing what is going to be next from the Mr. Beast bars. Between, this is all I know as of right now. Is that he has these three candy bars. Which I'm actually going to look up right now to see if he does have another flavor that I did not see. And I know he has the little bag of cookies that I tried last week. Oh, he does have flavors. God, he's got two more flavors I didn't know about. He has, what is this? Almond chocolate and Kino crunch chocolate. Those are the two I'm currently missing, is that it is an almond chocolate, which is milk chocolate. I think it's milk chocolate, isn't it? It looks like it's just milk chocolate with almonds in it, and then it's Kino Crunch, which is dark chocolate with some type of crunch wafer thing in the middle. So, but yeah, after all the just these base three right here, without the other extra two, milk chocolate is undoubtedly the best. Milk chocolate is my favorite. I mean, I might be a little biased with this because milk chocolate is already my favorite flavor of chocolate. But yeah, I'm excited. I gotta go find those other two flavors and I will try them on a future episode, of course, whenever I find them. And if he makes anything else, of course, I will definitely be trying those as well. So if you ever have a candy, drink, food item that you would like for me to review on a future episode of the podcast, please don't hesitate. Go down into the description of this podcast and you will see a link that will take you to my YouTube channel. Go ahead and subscribe and go down to one of the videos, tap or click on it, and go to the comment section and comment your drink you want me to review, candy, food, and literally anything. It could be a food from a restaurant. It could be a frozen dinner. It could be a frozen pizza. It could be a piece of candy. It could be a Lunchable. I don't care. As long as it's something I can eat or drink and it's legal and it's sold mainly nationwide. Like, I don't mean like your local drink or your local food from a local restaurant in, you know, Montana, you know. I'm talking something that can be found at Walmart or a gas station or Target or something like that. It could be alcoholic or non-alcoholic drinks. Does not matter to me. I will try anything that is edible. So, but after all that, with sea salt sitting at a 70, original at 78, and milk chocolate 84, I think that is going to do it for this episode. As always, please rate and subscribe. And if you're listening on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and click that bell to get notified when new videos are uploaded. And make sure you follow the Toddcast on Instagram at @the_Toddcast_ for all your updates and Toddcast needs. And tell your friends and your family to give it a listen. And thank all of you for listening to this episode. And if you want to know what's going to happen next week, we're just going to tune in to find out. Only on the Toddcast.